Hello, everybody. Well, for those of you coming back for a second night, thank you so much. We'll be playing a bunch of new songs. You know, one thing I totally forgot that we need, can somebody go get that painting that woman made for us? This woman made this painting that maybe some of you saw yesterday, but we should bring it out because it's actually really, really nice, and it might help set the tone. You'll see when you see it. You're just gonna get it from the production office, but it might take just a moment. We totally forgot. We were like, "Yeah, let's bring it out," and then we forgot. But anyway, we're gonna have some special surprises as well. We have some crazy, crazy things we're working on. Maybe even a special guest. Beyond the special guest that we already have. That's very nice. Maybe we can find a place where it can still be visible tonight. I don't know. Where it won't be blown up by some amplifier. For the moment, we'll just put it right there. You don't want to put it too close to Steve Vai's guitar rig. All right, here we go.
To me, but I said,
"Who can ride out?"
Dear brother, you have no natural rhythm.
Will you tell them what they cost me to be?
No, who are you driving by, clapping your hands off the beat like that? Who can ride out? Around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery roll and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then from the top, pop, there was nothing his box won't do. But the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the pan was too. He said, "You might not believe this fortune, but it'll cure your asthma too." And I said, "Hey,
who can ride by? Who are you driving with that cosmic degree?
Who are you driving with that cosmic degree?
Who can ride by?"
Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't you waste your time on board.
Thank you.
out. So take your meditations and your preparations and ram it up your snout. I've got a crystal ball, he said, and I held on up to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right. I wrapped the newspaper around my head so I looked like I was sleeping. I said some muscle gentlemen, and I told him he was going to sleep. I robbed the strings and pocket watch, and everything else I found. I had that sucker hypnotized. He couldn't even make a sound. I proceeded to tell him his future then. As long as he was hanging around, I said, the price of meat has just gone up, and the lady has just gone. Now, is that a real Pancho or is that a Sears Pancho? Don't you know? You can make more money as a gambler. So don't you waste your waste on me.
Then our love was lost. Matched up door and the cheesy little hat with a sign on the front. Let me see your love. Let me see your love. Let me see your love. Thank you.
Really, I am. From the FZ Oz record. So the last time that Frank played here, he most likely played this song, and it's called Lonely Little Girl. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
very much. Well, this next song we're going to do is filled with all kinds of crazy extrapolations, improvs, you name it. It's all in here. And we also have an Australian who will join us on stage. A secret Australian. Is he nearby? Do I see him in the wings? Yes. All right, so I will announce his presence at some point. But in the meantime, I also will probably require some assistance from all of you. This song is called Dupree's Paradise. And we will be using some audience information within this song. So here's how it works. I explained it last night, so some of you probably already know. But for the new people in the audience, if I point to you and I want some information, please be ready with information that is not related to any Frank Zappa lyrics or anything to do with my dad, any song title, any folklore, anything. Completely something brand new. Oh, here's somebody who came prepared. This is a pretty good one. He wants insemination to be one of the words. All right. Here, you can hold this, Ray. All right, you, sir. Buddha.
Insemination.
Very nice, very nice. All right, you, sir. Pink noise. Oh, meat pies. Meat pies. That's very Australian. Meat pies and pink noise also work well together. All right, let's see. How about you? Hold on one second. Short jocular conversation. Yes. Everyone enjoys some pithy banter or something upbeat. All right, so do we think we need just one more? How about something from over here? How about the lady in the red top? Oh, how about you, sir? Zool Wazzle. I'm not sure I know what that is. Wizzle Wazzle. Yeah. All right, how about you in the red top over there? Pudding. Pudding is good. Okay, Wizzle Wazzle, pudding, short jocular conversation.
Meat pies, Buddha,
and insemination. Okay, all of these, we will try to work them into this next song, as well as bring out a famous Australian who is still yet to be named. All right, here we go.
Thank you.
Right now, we're going to bring a real-life Australian. His name is Brett Garson. He's a very, very talented guitar player. I actually tried to get lessons from him, but he lives really far away from me. Here he is. He's going to play Steve's guitar, and he has no idea what he's going to play over because this is all improvisational.
Thank you.
Fred Garson, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right. Well, look at the swirling lights. You know we're in for some trouble now. All right. Let's see. Last night it was sort of beatnik. I'm thinking, let's do some gospel.
Oh, Alex, Maddie. I know your names now. When Alex disappeared, went into the bathroom, practicing his one-handed insemination routine, you know. He said, "Practice makes perfect. I have to find somebody to put my whistle wazzle in."
Yeah, I'm looking at you. I'm not gonna move, I'm looking at you.
"But you know it's quite a sin," he said. "I need meat pies."
I said, "You want pudding?"
He said, "No, I need meat pies."
I said, "Alex, you're sick."
He said, no. "My whistle wazzle needs meat pies." You know what I'm saying? "I gotta have some meat pies." Trying to find out what his whistle was for. His dad coming. He'll go, "Who's been using these meat pies? Why is the crust all over the floor?" He's found a new purpose, a new culinary delight, another way to use it in a deep, deep night. He's learning how have short jocular conversations with himself.
But he's practicing that thing alone.
He wants to know what it's about. It's 7 days now.
Thank you.
Special guest, you know who I'm talking about, Mr. Steve Vai. Jack always called him his little Italian virtuoso. All right, here we go.
Yes, I really wanna know.
oozing out from your TV set.
You will obey me while I lead you, and eat the garbage that I feed you, until the day that we don't need you. No bell for help, no one will heed you. Your mind is totally controlled. And you will do as you are told. I've found the rights to you, our soul. Take it away, Quasar.
That's right, folks. Don't touch that meat pot. This song is called Filthy Habits.
Mm-hmm.
This one's from Hot Rats.
Moving to Montana soon. guide him all along the borderline. With a new and heavy duty, zircon encrusted tweezers in my hand, every other angler would say I was mighty grand. But by myself, I wouldn't have no boss, cause I'd be raising my lonely dental.
We'll be right back.
Before the encore, let me just check and see if my tuning is Australian enough. It's too Australian. Coming in next on People's Court, Doug Llewellyn. Fox and Wallaby.
It's really exciting.
Rolling Stone!
That's a good one, but we're gonna do this instead.
You might start a fire and burn your face. Maybe you
might start a fire and burn your face. Maybe you'll return to Managua. You could go and notice in such a place. You ain't really made for being out on the street. Ain't much hope for a fool like you. Cause if you play the game, we'll get beat. Thank you very much, everybody. All right, we're going to play a couple of classical pieces now. This first one is called Dog Meat. Thank you. one of my all-time favorites. It's called G-Spot Tornado.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.